I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Julian Assange is out of jail, and he's wasting no time in attacking the United States government. The founder of WikiLeaks was granted bail by a British court last night. He spent 10 days in prison. Now Assange is under mansion arrest, awaiting a hearing on Sweden's extradition request. Assange's legal tangles show every sign of getting even more complicated, as The World's Laura Lynch reports.
After more than a week of being silenced behind bars, Assange emerged today ready to defend himself in front of the world's media. This morning, he crossed the snow-swept lawn of a grand manor house in Suffolk to meet with reporters. The house belongs to a friend, and it's where the court has ordered Assange to remain until the Swedish extradition request is resolved. Sweden wants Assange for questioning in a sexual assault case. One of his lawyers, Helena Kennedy, says they'll fight the case in part by arguing that Sweden is abusing the law.
What we are concerned about here is that what they want Julian Assange for is not to prosecute him, but to actually interview him to decide whether to prosecute him. And we are not satisfied that the extradition procedures under the European arrest warrant allow for that.
Assange himself calls the rape allegations a smear. He says he's more worried about suggestions that US authorities are preparing an indictment against him.
We need proactive legal attacks on these institutions that are engaged in what appears to be, certainly is a secret investigation, but appears to also to be an illegal investigation.
Assange and WikiLeaks have retained lawyers in the U.S., and he says he's heard the reports that U.S. prosecutors are trying to establish a link between him and Private Bradley Manning, the military analyst now in jail. Key to the case would be showing that Assange actually helped Manning to remove and distribute classified information. So today, Assange made a point of saying he never knew Manning or his name until he read it in a newspaper.
Of course, WikiLeaks is designed to not know who its sources are. That is the best way to protect them, is for us to never know.
Even if the U.S. indicts Assange, once again, it's a question of extradition. And whether Assange stays in Britain or ends up in Sweden, Mark Ellis of the International Bar Association says it will ultimately be up to the politicians to decide whether to hand him over to the U.S.
An extradition request from a non-European state, the United States, to either U.K. or Sweden requires a political element, not just a judicial element. In the end, it will be the political actors, the government of either the U.K. or Sweden, that will make that decision if, in fact, the courts agree that extradition can take place.
If other cases are anything to go by, it could be a long time before Julian Assange sees the inside of a U.S. courtroom. American prosecutors have been trying to extradite British computer hacker Gary McKinnon for the past 6 years. Now some British politicians are suggesting the U.S. government should hire McKinnon instead of prosecuting him, suggesting he might be able to use his computer skills to help prevent further leaks. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.